There is an entire topic in halacha that was pretty much invented by two gedolim that had a fascinating exchange of letters many years ago relating to Sfiras HaOmer, and that is the topic of Ksiva Kedibur Dami. It's not really a sugya in Shas, it's a sugya in Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger had an exchange with his uncle Rav Wolf Eger about whether Ksiva Kedibur, in the context of the Shaila, was if a person writes the day of Sfira but forgets to actually verbally count Sfira, are they Yotzin Mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer insofar as that they would then be allowed to count the next day with a bracha? Meaning, does that keep the hemshech going of being able to count the next day with the bracha? So the Bir Halacha writes in Simin Tav Pei Tes, V'da da'al kol panim in birich b'leiv b'vadei lo yotza klal, d'hir alav k'divur dami. First things first, in order to even discuss whether k'siva k'divur dami, first things we have to ascertain that being maharher, the Sfira Sa'omer, is invalid. So Bir Halacha says, there's no doubt that that's invalid. If you're mevarech, b'hir or it's an invalid bracha. Pri Chadosh writes, imana echad b'leiv, v'chi imana echad b'leiv, havi klo. You think it matters if a person is mona belev? It makes nav, although dvarm shablev in dvarim. So it's clear with just hear her alone, it's a zero. And that's what the Levush writes as well. I don't care what you were thinking. What matters is what you said. So thinking certainly does not work. Now, based on that, the Birka Yosef and Sivkatan Yadalin and Simtav Peitas and a number of other achronim raised the issue. Okay, but what if you didn't just think? You also wrote. So the Kaf HaChaim writes, Misha. Whether you yotze sfira when you write. So Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes from in the Chuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, he quotes from his uncle Rav Wolf Eger that he was asked about this very issue, that if you count with writing whether you yotze, and he says that he saw Huva in Ber Hetev in the name of Shailus Chuvas Matzah Shmura Dilo. And he doesn't give any raya, he just says that you're not yotze. So Rav Wolf Eger says, I'll give you two rayas that you're not yotze if you just write the svira. First of all, he says that it's just like a shavua, just like by a shavua, it says levate b'sfasayim, so that you therefore need to verbalize the shavua for the shavua to be binding, and writing the shavua is worthless, so two sviras omer, you need to verbalize it. Second raya is Megillah daf yud ches on beis. When it comes to Mikra Megillah, ksiva is not kedibur, so who adin by svira? If you write the Megillah, you're not yotzei mitzvah kriyas haMegillah, so the Sfiras HaOmer should be no different. Comes along the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says, I don't even understand this conversation. There's nothing to even talk about over here. He says, Aruch HaShulchan says, Misha kasev b'michtav hayom kach v'kach laomer va'afilu kivin lotzis nirat de lo yas. Of course, you're not yotzei. Da'afilu k'siva k'dibur dami. He says, make up whatever sukkah you want. K'siva k'dibur. You can have a whole Torah about k'siva k'dibur. It's irrelevant to Sfira. Zeuk shak'siva hu legalos amachshavas libo. When does k'siva k'dibur dami make a difference? That's when the function of the ksiva is to be megala what you're really thinking inside. But the lo b'makom shadibur hu mitzvah, not where the dibur itself is the mitzvah. Ksiva k'dibur is going to be irrelevant there. He says, I'll bring a raya. Mididahava kosev kriyashma utfila. Instead of davening mincha just now, you decided to come down and write tfilas mincha. Sorry, yotze tfilas mincha, you're not yotze. It's davar pashut that you're not yotze, says Yaruch HaShulchan. And therefore, Sfiras HaOmer, also a davar pashut that you're not yotze. I saw in Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky Sefer, he stops the sugya there. He says, Yaruch HaShulchan, the paskin, that you're not yotze. You're not yotze when you write the Sfiras HaOmer. Shari Tshuva has a similar point as the Aruch HaShulchan. He says it's pashut that if you write Shiva Asar Yom Shehem etc. the Gambaze Yachzor V'Yispor B'Bracha, you need to count again with the bracha. And it's not like other places where you might say ksiva k'dibur, because haynu b'makom shadibur atzmo ein el galus machshavas halev. Ksiva k'dibur is when the purpose of the ksiva is to reveal what you're thinking, as opposed to over here where we don't care what you're thinking. You have to actually say it, so it's irrelevant what you are thinking. So perhaps a suggestion to answer Rabbi Kiva, to answer the Aruch HaShulchan's kasha that how could there be a tzad to say that you are yotzei? Rabbi Yerucham Olshin has in his sefer, based on the following discussion. There is a discussion, the whole discussion assumes that hirhur doesn't work, meaning the whole idea that ksiva is for sure not going to work is because that ksiva only could work if it's meant to be magale hirhur libo, and hirhur libo for sure is an absolute zero. So says Rav Wolf Eger, I'm not so sure, maybe not. Maybe the idea of shavua where you need levate b'sfasayim, maybe that's specifically a din in shavua, because the Torah says levati b'sfasayim, that you need to be motzi mipiv. And he says by sfiras omer, where it says usfartem, there's no indication that usfartem means that it has to be verbal, and there are rayos that it doesn't have to be. When a zava gadola counts shiva nekiyim, there's no requirement that she verbally counts shiva nekiyim, and it's the same word in the Torah of sfira, and there's no actual sfira that has to happen. There is a shlach kadosh that comments that yes, she does, that she has to verbalize yom yom rishon l'shiva nekiyim and sheni l'shiva nekiyim. But that's what the Nedib Yehuda comments about that shlach kadosh, that oev mitzvos lo yispa mitzvos, he loves mitzvos so much that he made up his own mitzvah that a woman has to verbally count shiva nekiyim. There's no such mitzvah to do that. So l'chora by sfira somer should be the same thing. So says Rav Wolf Eger, but I'll tell you why sfira somer has to be verbalized. It's based on the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Pesach. It's in Taflam Beis. Beis Yosef explains why is it that we say the bracha before bedikas chametz and not before bitul chametz. Says because there would never be misakin a bracha on a davar shebelev. So elamai, you see that bedikas, they had to be misakin the bracha on bedikas chametz because that's actually doing something. It's not a davar shebelev, and therefore, if there's a bracha on sfiras haomer, it must be that here her libo doesn't work. And if here her libo doesn't work, then it then goes back into the category of a shvua where you need levate b'sfasayim. And if it's just like a shvua where you need levate b'sfasayim, then ksiva is not going to be kedibur. That's the cheshbon that Rav Wolf Eger makes, and it goes back and forth with Rabbi Kiv Eger saying, "Whoa, wait a second! Just because bittul chametz requires a ma'isa." To say a bracha requires a ma'isa, that just tells you that you need to do a ma'isa when you count svira. But me'echi teisi, that because there's a bracha, you have to do a ma'isa, but me'echi teisi, that ma'isa can't be a ma'isa of ksiva. So Rav Wolf Eger said, you know, I agree, he said, but once we've ascertained that hirhur is no good, then it just automatically gets put into the category of a shvua. It's just like a shvua where only bitus v'sayim is going to work, only actually saying it is going to work. So Rabbi Eger and his uncle go back and forth on this issue. So says Rav Yerucha Molshin, based on this whole discussion, it would seem to be that afilu im gam b'sfiras omer lo mahani hirur machshava ubin b'dibur, it could be that even if you don't need machshava and that machshava doesn't work and you do need dibur, but maybe Rabbi Kiv Eger is right that you just need a ma'isa. According to Rabbi Kiv Eger, in order to justify the bracha, you just need to do some sort of ma'isa of sfira, and then maybe a ksiva is a good maisa, and the Rav Wolf Eger said, you know, that his problem with suggesting that you're not yotzi with ksiva is because the Chavos Ya'ir has a raya that when it comes to shvua b'ksav, that it is a shvua. Meaning, Rav Wolf Eger's whole taina was that it's just like shvua, and by shvua for sure ksiva is nothing. Chavos Ya'ir has a raya in Sim Kuf Tzadi Dalid that shvua b'ksav is a shvua. Why? Because Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Sim Mem Zayin hakol. That you need to say a birchas Torah before you write divrei Torah, even though maharer b'divrei Torah Shulchan Aruch Paskins you are not mevarich Shulchan Aruch Paskins siv dalid, but a kosev b'divrei Torah tzarich levarich. So according to Rabbi Eger, that's not a raya at all. Chavos Ya'ir said, oh, so you see a raya that ksiva is kedibur, and therefore by a shvua also ksiva is the same as a shvua. Says according to Rabbi Eger, this is not a raya at all, because what's a kosev b'divrei Torah tzarich levarich? Because you're doing a ma'isa. As long as you're doing a ma'isa, it's tzarich levarich. So the same is going to be true by sfiras haomer, that maybe if you're a kosev, that's good enough to be a ma'isa. Unlike when it comes to tefillah and kriyashma, where you actually require dibur. Enochinami, by sfira, it's not, maybe it's not that ksiva is kidibur, but ksiva is still a ma'isa, and maybe that's all that sfira actually requires. Alternatively, one can suggest that the reason that it works by sfira is that sfira is fundamentally a different kind of mitzvah than just about any other mitzvah that requires that one says something. For example, if you don't understand a word of Kriya Shema, and you say Kriya Shema in Hebrew, you are Yotze. If you don't understand a word of Sfira, and you say Sfira in Hebrew, you are not Yotze. You need to understand what you're saying in order to be Yotze, the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'omer. What's Mavur from that, the Dvar Avram writes, and Rav Salvechik has all Shtikl Torah on this as well, that the nature of the mitzvah of Sfira is that it's not just a statement of particular words. By Kriya Shema, by other dinim of Dibur, the mitzvah is to say certain words, not to necessarily understand them. But by Svira, says the Dvar Avram, lo be'inan klal kral l'gli yishetzarek l'avinas advarim. I don't need a pasuk to tell me they need to understand it. L'visha mitzaratzman, ein Svira u'minyan elokesh ha-sofer v'amona yodea u'mevin es ha-mispar. The mitzvah is to count. If you are just saying random words, then that you don't understand. You aren't counting. Counting means that you are understanding in your head that there is a sequence, that there's a number that came before and that there's a number that came after. If you are not following that sequence in your head, you may be saying all these words that are numbers, but you are not in fact counting. So it could be based on that's why Ksiva might be Kedibur when it comes to Sfira Sa'omer. I would just add that if a person is in such a situation where they were co-saved the day of Sfira, someone texted them what night of Sfira is, and they texted back that it's such and such a night of Sfira, but then they realize themselves the next day that, oh, I forgot to count with the bracha. People should realize in general that it is a major machlokes rishonim whether one is still obligated in the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer if you miss a day entirely. Rove rishonim say, yes, you are, that you are obligated. Out of kavod to those rishonim that say that you're not obligated, we don't say a bracha if you miss a day entirely. Experience shows, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out also, that whenever you take a birchas ha-mitzvah away from a mitzvah, people typically throw away the mitzvah. They took a birchas mitzvah away from Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. No one sits in Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. They took a birchas mitzvah away from counting subsequent days of Sfira. People just stop doing the mitzvah entirely. For whatever reason, that seems to be the way people react. So I think that considering that Rov Rishonim would say that you would count with the bracha the next day anyway, we only need one snip. You need a tzad. You need a tzad to say that you should be able to continue to count with the bracha so as not to give up on the mitzvah entirely. L'chora, again, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky said not this way. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky said that it's a zero if you're kosev. But l'chavra, there's enough in poskim to assume that being kosev is enough of a sniff to be able to paskim, like Rav Rishonim, that you can still count the future days with a bracha, potentially. Okay, have a great day, everybody.